chest motherfucking podcast.
Make some noise.
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Segre, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast, and your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Drink Champs motherfucking podcast,
where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go. It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
What it good be, hopefully this would it still be. This is your boy N-N-A-O-N-A-A.
What up, this is DJ EFN.
And this is Drink Chats motherfucking podcast. Make some noise! Today's show is a little different because, you know, we usually, you know, popping bottles, you know, drinking champagne, having fun. Today's a bitter moment for me, being a half Puerto Rican. You know, me loving that island of Puerto Rico. Just was out there recently filming my food show, and we went to Vegas. So right now we on the phone. We got Lala on the phone. Make some noise for Lala. Hey! What's going on, Lala? How you doing?
I was wondering when the day was gonna come. Need to be on this damn show.
Oh no, we need you on live. We need you live in we need you live in person. But Lala, I being half Puerto Rican, and I know you're Puerto Rican as well. We just doing this show to show love to Puerto Rico. So we wanted, you know, to get people like you on the phone, and so, you know, hopefully these people not just in Puerto Rico but anywhere and throughout the world can see the love that Puerto Rico has.
No, 100%. It's a serious situation going on there, and you seeing how President Trump is handling things. I mean, I don't even consider him my president at all. I still refer to Barack Obama as my president.
So me too.
I'm sticking to that. But Puerto Rico is in a really bad place right now, and any little bit helps right now. I'm working with UnitedForPuertoRico.com. You go to www.UnitedForPuertoRico.com. That's the association organization that I'm working with. And also I'm working with Celebrity Cruise. I took a cruise to Puerto Rico with my whole family, like not even a month ago. So I'm working with the cruise ship to get out there and bring a bunch of supplies. But don't think that any little bit doesn't help. And I know a lot of people are trying to figure out like where to send money or who to send it to. I'm definitely dealing with United for Puerto Rico, and they have an Instagram and the website that I gave.
That's what's up, man. So everybody out there, you got to go to United. What is it again? United for Puerto Rico?
United for Puerto Rico, yep.
Okay, that's dope, man. So, you know, because the island, I heard you just say you just visited out there. I had just visited out there as well. I was just in filming my food show out there, and then I went to the island of Vieques, and Vieques is an island within the island.
Of course.
And they don't have nothing. Like, so it's so like Lala said. Go ahead.
And I just want to say, also, you know, a lot of people, because I see comments on my Instagram and different things where people go, oh, but I see all these supplies. When the mayor gave her speech, there's all these supplies behind her. The problem is there are supplies on right by the beach.
But
how do you get them to the people that are up in the mountains and everywhere that, you know, the people are living? They can't get them there. So just because you see on TV all these supplies, the problem is they're not getting to the people. And that's what people don't understand. So like United for Puerto Rico has people on the ground that are transporting the goods from there to the people up high that really need it.
That's what's up. So yeah, like Lala said, anything you could donate, you know, we need to stand as Americans, as human beings, as Puerto Ricans, as Black people, as white people, as Chinese people, as yellow people, as purple people. We need to all focus on this. And I know this is a crazy thing. Right now, like just like when we said Black Lives Matter, and people said, well, all lives matter. We cannot think about nothing. Right now, it's all about Puerto Rico. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody says, yeah, but Puerto Rico, and they say, well, Minnesota matters too. You see how stupid that sounds? That's the reason why Black Lives Matter. You know, I'm sorry to jump because I'm both. You know what I mean? I'm Black and Puerto Rican.
I hear you. I get it all the time. It's like, well, what about this and what about that? Puerto Rico right now is in a crisis like never before. Like, the whole island could just be destroyed. People are dying by the second there. Like, we have to put our focus on Puerto Rico right now. That is where we are needed, and that's where I'm putting all my energy and my focus on right now.
That's right, man. Well, Lala, thank you.
Let me say something else real quick. Because yesterday, I just want to address this. Yesterday, I did a partnership with Lyft, you know, the car company Lyft, and they were donating a bunch of money through the American Red Cross, and people were on my comments on Instagram killing me, like, the Red Cross is no good, this and that. I just just want to say, if I'm partnering with the Red Cross, please believe that I talked to people on the ground that I knew that money was going right to. I'm never going to put my name behind something that I don't believe in. So maybe in the past it wasn't the right thing, but whoever I'm saying I'm affiliating myself with, I've done the research and I talked to the people to make sure that people in Puerto Rico are getting the assistance and supplies that they need.
Right. Well, we're very proud of you. Continue to make us proud. Continue doing your thing. Thank you so much for Lala. Everybody, let's make some noise for Lala. Oh, hold on. What you say, Lala? I'm sorry.
I said when I come down there, I want to come in person. Oh, have some fun and holler at you.
That's right. We need you in person. So one more time, let's make some noise for Lala. God damn it.
Thank you
so much for calling in. I'll speak to you later. All right, sis. All right. See, that was dope, man. Hold on. Can you pass me my phone? Can somebody pass me my phone? That's awkward. Asking the camera guy to pass the phone.
You see,
it was different.
What she was saying is the issue. People don't know how they can help.
Yes, how they can
help. You know, and who to trust.
Right.
And so I was put into communication with Pitbull.
Right. Let's talk about that. Big up Pitbull, too, right now.
Shout out to my homie, Yubi, who put us in contact with each other. And he has a disaster relief, and he's putting a lot of his efforts into Puerto Rico right now. If you text RELIEF to 74747, it donates $5, and 100% goes to the people that need it. 100%. It's you text the word RELIEF, RELIEF, to 74747. It donates $5, and it goes 100%.
And this is Pitbull, correct?
This is Pitbull
doing
it.
Big up Pitbull.
Yeah, yeah. And then you don't have to just do this. What I'm trying to say is we're trying to shed light. Do research.
Right.
You know, don't just believe us or don't just pick what we're telling you, but let's do something.
Right.
You know,
that's what's important. Something. Definitely. And that's crazy what Lala said about the Red Cross. And I understand where she's coming from, but I understand with the people, because the people felt like they've donated the money
in Houston,
to
they had a horrible experience
even
with the Red
even
Cross.
Before Houston, yeah. They donated to Haiti.
Right.
And in Haiti, well, we got Danny Garcia right now, a fellow Puerto Rican. Danny Garcia, what's going on? You on a drink chance? Make some noise for Danny Garcia. Danny, yo, check this out. Danny, you know, we just got the phone with Lala. We trying to call everybody Puerto Rican or Puerto Rican affiliated. So, you know, we wanted to get you on the phone because we know Puerto Rico needs this love right now. So we need you to say something right now.
Man, you know, I got family in Puerto Rico. They haven't spoken to in a minute because, you know, my whole father's side of the family's out there. So, right. You know, they was affected by the hurricane. You know, it's crazy right now. So, you know, I heard the island smells real bad, like that. A lot of dead animals, and they can't get the containers to the people. But, you know, I got through my prayers, and you know, I'll be making my donation. I'll be announcing my donation sometime this week. I'm just getting together with the right people, and I'm gonna donate some money directly to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, that's dope. Let's make some noise for Danny Garcia, man. Stepping up for the island. I mean, have you ever? I know you've been going to Puerto Rico since you was a child. Have you ever noticed any type of devastation like this ever?
Never. You know, Puerto Rico is like, it's always been a unique island. It's never really been like, we always get hurricanes, but it's like it always misses us. You know what I mean?
Right.
So for us to get hit by a hurricane and really like destroy the island like this is like it's kind of like shocking. It's just like tragedy, but. You know, it's a strong island. We got strong people. And time heals our wounds.
Right. Well, so we're going to do on the Drink Champs. We're going to keep this positive vibes going. We're going to pray for the people of Puerto Rico. We're going to hope that, you know, everything comes together. And we thank you for calling in, Danny Garcia, and showing love to the island that, you know, I know me and you both love.
Right. Thank you, man. Thank you. Everything going to be good, man. Time heals our wounds. I got Puerto Rico on my prayers. Like I said, we're going to make a donation this week. We're going to announce it via social media, and man, we just doing the best we can to help our country get back on its feet.
Definitely, man. Thank you so much, Danny Garcia, for going live, man. Let's make some noise for D. Danny, man. Yo, thank you once again, my brother. I'll hit you up later.
All right, cool, bro. Thank you.
All right, one love. But yeah, let me ask you, because you guys went through Andrew. Was it like that?
The thing is, Andrew was a small storm. And it devastated South Florida, close to Kendall and Homestead and Cutler Ridge.
Right.
And it was crazy. I didn't have power for 3 weeks. The National Guard came out. It was crazy. So, but supposedly Maria was just as powerful as Andrew, but larger. So it encompassed the whole island. It's unprecedented what happened in Puerto Rico. Like their whole power grid is gone. You imagine a whole, like imagine the whole state of Florida without power. People just start to wild out. Thing, you know, you basic functions, you lose your humanity in that shit.
Right.
You know, my boy Orlando, he landed yesterday,
right.
And he texted me some simple words. He said it's like a war zone out here.
Right. My brother told me that. My brother told my mother, I believe. That, you know, because, you know, he has a house in Bayamón, so that's how people are actually showering, like going to his pool and washing up, you know what I'm saying? And you know, so it's crazy. It's really crazy. I never, I wasn't here for Andrew. What year was Andrew?
It was 92, 93. It was when I was in high school.
Oh, I was in jail. Yeah. Oh, damn. Yeah. Jesus, no wonder I wasn't here. But, wow. But, yeah, I've never had to deal with this. And, you know, me and my cousin the other day, we were just sitting around talking. We were thinking about Puerto Rico, and we couldn't like contact nobody. Like, this is weird. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's people out there with satellite phones, and so I just want to really send the love and send the wishes to everybody that's dealing with it, and other parts of the island too. Even the U.S. Virgin Islands,
is
dealing with St. Croix.
St. Croix is devastated.
And things like that, man. So, would you want to hit them to see if we got another phone call or what? Yeah?
You got someone, Lee?
Okay.
Joe just called. He's about to call right now.
Okay, cool. Yeah. What's going on? You out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. Definitely. Twitter's in the building. And the other twin that's on steroids. Let's do it. Let's do it. Cocaine has a steroid twin. Oh, let's do it. Nah, I'm just fucking around. Yeah, but Puerto Rico, man, definitely, man. We want to send the love. Carlito, come over here and talk to the people about Puerto Rico. Like, how is this so crazy over there? Like, because... Now, go over there. Let you be a fake guest right now.
Go ahead. You're a Puerto Rican stand-in.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I mean, actually, I got my family in Fajardo, and first time that I was able to talk to somebody was yesterday to my sister. And I'm not, man. Whoever don't have a generator or cash money, basically.
Yeah, it's a cash economy now. No credit cards, no debit cards.
Oh, because of the electric.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's like you're going back into the Stone Age.
So some people got electricity or no?
Whoever
like stores?
If you have generators,
But it's 3% of Puerto Rico only with power,
Yeah, so like stores and stuff like that is open? Or
yeah,
like,
if they open because they have generators.
Right.
You haven't seen that satellite picture which shows you at night and it shows you the island with lights and then it shows you Puerto Rico with no lights.
Wow.
Like the islands around it.
Well, God bless Puerto Rico, man. You know what I mean?
I want to shout out
to you. And you know the story about my brother, Cookie. That's true. Like,
neighbors, they go into his pool.
Yeah.
And imagine eventually that pool water ain't gonna be good either.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta shout out this crew brought me out to Puerto Rico. The first award I ever got as a DJ was Puerto Ricans Time Machine.
That's right, because we hold y'all Cubans time down, goddamn it.
And
Puerto Ricans.
I hope the dudes is good over there. I haven't spoken to anybody, but I hope they're good, man, and they hold a special place in my heart. First award I ever got in this industry was, you know, Puerto Ricans, man. So thank you.
I can't say the best thing, but one of the good things that comes out of tragedy is to see people's humanity. You know what I'm saying? When to see people get together, like our friends at Revolt was in the Bronx earlier, and to see, you know, Bronx is considered actually one of the poorest parts of New York City. So for them to put together so much stuff and bring that together, that's humanity at its finest. At that moment, it's just like, I love being a human being because I like to see great gestures. I like to see people do things like that. And people, I seen, you know, what happened to Jacob Javis for Fat Joe's event. And the Lox came out. I believe Jada Kiss came out, stopped by. And again, I think Revolt staff and other community companies was out there. One of the craziest thing was, why did it take Trump so long to
lift? Well, that's the thing. And that's what's bringing us all together.
What did he have to lift?
There's like some old, I mean, I'm not an expert on this, maybe somebody else, but there's like an old treaty going back to when the U.S. acquired Puerto Rico. It has to do with the shipping lanes and like Puerto Rico can't get anything direct. It has to come to the U.S. first, and then the ships have to take it over there.
Right.
And it's like a tax. And then that was holding up the whole process. And on top of that, Puerto Rico, you know, they have the economic issues, right. And Trump was bringing that up. Right. You know, like they're like in bankruptcy or whatever.
Yeah, but don't he owe them $32 million from his resort? That's what I read.
I don't know the specifics. Yeah. I just know that what the beautiful thing, like you're saying, is that everybody's saying, "All right, the government's not going to step up quick enough." Right. We, the people, are going to step up, and that's right. What's happening. That's a beautiful thing.
Right. I also want to big up Jay-Z and Tidal for you know, they got a plane as well. Yeah. Like they're down with the Fat Joe thing. And I think that's dope. Lala called in earlier. She's doing a bunch of things. I didn't want to ask her about Carmelo Anthony because it's not the time.
Nah, I'm definitely too good.
It would have been a scumbag. It would have been a scumbag, mommy. So I did not. I have morals, people. And she's my homegirl. I don't know if you know that. I've known Lala for years, even before she got on MTV. But I like to see people get together. I like to see, I think Alicia Keys is doing something. Everybody who's doing something, maybe I don't remember off the top of my head, but I want to big that up. I think Puff is going to call us later as well. And we, just like I say, it doesn't matter who you are. We should all just focus on Puerto Rico right now. Just give whatever you can, man. Even give a bottle of De Leon. Trust me, my people will drink it. You know what I mean? Just send
it. They're in a dire situation. They're an island that's really far away. It's not on the mainland. They can't just get shit. Right. So it's a serious situation, man. People could start really going through some shit.
Right.
It's dire.
Right. It's crazy. Okay. What a good beat. Right now, we got Biggs on the motherfucking phone. Make some noise! Yeah, yo, Biggs, you know, I'm half Puerto Rican, and you know the island of Puerto Rico received devastation, so we just calling people in to say show some love to Puerto Rico.
Well, I don't know if everybody knows, but I'm actually Puerto Rican myself. My grandmother passed is Maria Hernandez.
Wow.
I was born in Puerto Rico and just moved to St. Thomas. So I'm feeling the same effects. All my family's in St. Thomas and I have a lot of family in Puerto Rico. I actually just sent some relief to St. Thomas that they turned back after the second hurricane. So I definitely can relate with you and, you know, empathize with everybody that's going through a lot down there in the islands.
Right, right. Let me ask you something, Biggs. Have you ever seen, like, a tragedy like this in the islands of, like, St. Croix, St. Thomas, or Puerto Rico? Like, this is the first time, correct?
Well, it's the first time there was a back-to-back. I actually was living in St. Thomas when Hurricane Hugo came, and I got out the day before.
Wow.
So we had two Category 5s that hit before, but nothing back-to-back in 10 days.
Wow, man. Yo, so, and I know this is a little bit off topic, but I also want to congratulate you for having that Rock 96 inside of Barney's. Whoa.
Yeah, thank you, fam. Thank you.
That's big. So how did that come about?
Yo, but also I'm celebrating. I just got off probation yesterday, so let's talk about that too.
Oh wait, so hold on, come on, before we clap. Before we clap, is Biggs going back to smoking?
Too soon.
No comment.
Too soon.
Nah, I'm not going back right now, man. I'm taking it easy.
Well, you know we need you physically on the show, man. Thank you for calling in for Puerto Rico. If you want to say one more thing about Puerto Rico before we get up out of here, you know what I mean?
I just want to say, man, everybody try to support, man. Whatever you can send down there, just think about the littlest things that it's affecting. And you know how we living right now. If you think about all the water that's built up, I mean, people are getting affected by the mosquitoes. People don't have lights. They haven't had lights in almost 2 weeks. Just think about all the luxuries that we have right now. We take for granted. So please do anything that you can to send some support, send some relief, and send your prayers down to the family, the kids, and everybody that's going through it.
Well, thank you once again, man. Make some noise for Biggs Hoffa right now. God damn it. I'm gonna hit you up later, fam. Thank you again.
Okay.
All right, one love. Peace. Yo, what's going on, Wyclef? Everybody make some noise for Wyclef. Yo, Wyclef, I know you dealt with a tragedy in Haiti before, so what we doing, we got a whole episode, we just sending love to Puerto Rico.
100%, you already know geographically, Haiti is right next to Puerto Rico. I have cousins that study in universities in Puerto Rico. So for me, it's really all one, you know. I was talking to Emilio Stefan, who was actually, I think he left today. He was getting a plane and stuff bringing out there. I also spoke to Daddy Yankee, and I'm just letting you know anything that y'all need me to do, however y'all need to go down there, if we need to donate a song or just whatever, you already know I'm down for the cause. If you're going, you just count me in. And when I was speaking to Emilio, he said the people are really in like a lot of bad shape, you know, right now. So cash really helps down there. It's sort of like the same thing that happened to Haiti, you know?
Right, man. You know, you definitely know we got family out there, and like how was it? Because like I know when Haiti went through it, like is this something similar to Haiti or this is something different?
You know, Haiti lost 250,000 people under the earthquake. Damn. Right?
Wow.
So they lost like bodies, people that I even know that are getting on a plane coming over to Miami now, because they completely lost everything. And so at the end of the day, I think it's really the same tragedy, you know what I mean? So we have to be there for those people. Not like just now. One thing I have to tell you about Haiti, it's about like the long term, right? Because mm-hmm. you already know how the media is. After 3 weeks, they move on to the next thing. So, you know, it's up to us to constantly make sure that it's in the media. And once again, you know, I've been through it all. If you're going to donate, make sure you're donating to a cause that you really believe in, you know what I'm saying? Me personally, I don't believe in no big NGOs, never have, you know? So make sure you donate locally to something that you know that's really effective, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Wyclef, man. Let's make some noise for Wyclef calling in a drink check. Yo, thank you so much. And me and Wyclef, we got a couple of bangers in the stash. We're gonna let the people know, man. You know what I mean, Wyclef?
I'm gonna see you this weekend, baby.
Yes, I got your back. I got your back. Yep, I'll see you. Yo, good looking. Thank you for calling in, Wyclef.
All right.
One love. Let's make some noise for Wyclef one more time. Yeah, me and Wyclef got some things we got brewing, man, you know what I mean? So I think he's filming something, and I got his back, you know what I mean? So this week, you know what I mean? We're bringing all the drink champs out there, too, as well. You know, he loves the drink champs. We got one pack of Backwoods. That is nice. Okay. But, hey, so who we had calling so far? We had Wyclef.
We had Wyclef, Lala.
Lala.
We had...
Danny Garcia. Biggs. Oh, now Wyclef. And I believe we got Camilo and Kiss. Is Kiss ready?
Let me text him.
You know what I mean?
That's crazy that Cliff did all his videos in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I was out there actually when he was out there, but I was filming my food show. So I was actually trying to get him to get away from his set to get him out. I was mad greedy, and it didn't work out that way. But it is what it is, man. You know, we sending our love this whole episode to the island of Puerto Rico, to the families, my families, everybody's families have been affected. You know, with the power outages, the draining, the water, and you know, no supplies. So do whatever you can, you know, to support these people. You know, like Wyclef just mentioned, you know, give your money to people you think that's going to get to the people. You know what I mean? And we're going to participate in something. We'll let you know as far as Drink Champs go. And you know, I also donated and am donating more to title.com/ Puerto Rico, which is a Fat Joe thing. So I just figured, you know, I donated anonymously, but you know, it is what it is, you know.
Yeah,
but,
well, I'm sending goods through Hector in Orlando.
Oh, okay.
We're going out there, you know, getting it.
Dope.
I mean, you know, it's not
that's
big,
dope.
But
I'll send some
we're doing
goods
what
too.
We
Let
can. Yeah, we're sending water and Pampers and toiletries and just supplies to get it out in the area affected by where his mother lives out there. And so, you know, just any little thing helps, man. So just, you know, like what Cliff said, you don't have to, you know, donate to Pitt's organization that we talked about. Yeah. Pick the one that you feel comfortable with and do something. And if it's just donating a case of water, do something.
Right. Hey, Hank Sangria, hope you saw me. Right now, we got Mr. Right to Dream, Mr. Rapper/Media, Mr. You know everything. He's out there doing it big. What's going on, Raw Marksman?
What up?
Yo, what up, man? Drink Chance, man. EFN Nori, man. What's good, my brothers?
You know, we doing a show, you know, dedicated to Puerto Rico. So we having just people call in and send us some love whatever you got to say about Puerto Rico.
Yeah, nah, man. Absolutely, man. It's so important right now to help the island. And it's beautiful. I see on all social medias, I see so many drives, you know, so many people across the world, especially in New York, just, you know, dropping off supplies from, you know, Ebro and everybody at Hot 97 and Angie and everybody from Power 105. I seen NRE involved and some, man. Princess Nokia involved, man. And the way we give it back is powerful because you see what Trump is doing, you know, and the government, all this bureaucracy, and it's just taking so long to get our people help. But the people got us. If the government ain't got us, the people got us. You know what I'm saying? And that's a beautiful thing. to go get the island back strong. You know, I got my brother out there, and, you know, I hadn't spoken to him since it happened. He called me like a week, maybe 10 days after the hurricane hit, and I hadn't heard from him that whole time, man. And just to hear his voice, man, I almost cried, man, straight up.
Yeah, man, I just got word that my family is okay, actually, yesterday. So, you know, it's been hitting me hard as well.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. Like, my brother, man, his wife had a baby out there during this whole thing. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, wow.
You know, he's holding down his family. You know, how do you even give birth in something like this? You know, the hospitals, the generators are shutting down, the water is dirty. You know, it's a tremendous stress that, you know, our people are going through, man. But, you know, if there's anything, if you know any Puerto Ricans in your life, man, like, what he was, man, we are strong people, man. Yeah. So, we always going to persevere, even through the worst of the times. And right now, this is definitely the worst of the times.
Yes, we will bounce back, man. So, Rob Marshman, we want to thank you for calling in to Drink Chats. Make some noise! And you know we need you up here personally, man. You can come to Miami for BET over Vault Weekend.
You got it, man. Say less.
All right, my brother. One love,
be
my
easy,
brother.
Bro.
Peace. What's going on, Angela E? You live on the Drink Chats. Make some noise! Yo, so listen, you know, we took a time out to dedicate a whole show to Puerto Rico and, you know, the tragedy that they're going through. So we had a couple of friends just call up and, you know, say any powerful words or anything that you got to say to Puerto Rico.
Right. I think, you know, the main thing is that there's people there that are really struggling right now. And it's been a difficult situation. I know my boy Crazy Legs from Rocksteady is out there.
Right.
So I appreciate the fact that he took his time to go out there, and I've been following everything that he's been doing, trying to make sure that people have basic necessities like clean water, you know, just diapers for their kids, even having, there's no power for a lot of people. So there's people who are sick, they can't get the ice for their insulin, all different kinds of things. So we just have to have compassion for other people and figure out ways that we can help. I know it's difficult as far as not knowing what can I do, you know? So there's a lot of people who have initiatives like getting supplies together to put on different, you know, private planes and everything to fly over there. So I think it's just important to stay aware and see who's doing what and how you can be part of it.
Right, man. You know, Puerto Ricans, we know we're going to bounce back, but this situation is something very real. Like, it's something I've never seen before.
Right. And, you know, we spend a lot of time going different places on vacation, whether it's Puerto Rico, whether it's in the Caribbean, the Virgin Islands, and all of that. So, you know, we just got to make sure that we take care of the people that are there, that live there, that are from there, have family there, and all of that.
Exactly. Well, Angelique, well, you know, she's hosting the live event. She's going to introduce us. I said she's going to be a guest host, though, as well. Yeah, you got to be in.
She got to drink as much as we drink.
Yeah, you got to drink as much as we drink and help us go live. We never went live before.
Oh my gosh, this is about to be a mess.
Yes, it's going to be a super mess. So, Angelina, thank you so much for showing love to my island, my people, man. I appreciate that.
No problem.
And Twin says what's up, too.
And Eddie the Ass Eater.
And Eddie the Ass Eater. All right, one love, Angelina. All right,
hello?
Hey, what's going on, Laura Styles? You're live on the Drink Chats. Hey. Make some noise! What's going on? I want to personally thank you because I seen you guys, you and Ebro, in the Bronx, in the streets, you know, helping the people. So I want to personally thank you.
Well, you know, Nori, of course we have to do that. We need to, like, you know, we constantly talk about it on our show and just between our peers. Like, yo, when they don't want to help us, we got to be there for each other. And it was so beautiful just to see everybody come out. I mean, we had people from Jersey and Connecticut drive down just to, you know, be a part of it. And just, you know, I had abuelitas there, you know, lugging bags of cans, and just the fact that they just, you know, wanted to make sure that they told us thank you and getting the community together. We got to, and we got to keep it going too. We got to keep it going because it was beautiful to see it happen over the weekend, but we got to remind each other that, like, it's not a one-time thing. We got to continue because Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands are going to need a lot of help.
That's true, man. So I just wanted to honor you people because, you know, we're doing a show and we got people calling in and saying great things. But for me, seeing you guys on the front line, I really had to say thank you to you and Ebro. And I'm actually calling Ebro right after this as well.
We love you too, guys. Thank you so much. And if we have any more stuff happening, of course, you know I'm going to hit you because I need you to spread the word, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, Laura. Thank you so much.
I love you guys.
All right. Thank you. All right. Now, one love. One love. Make some noise for love. Yo, right now, we got Gano in the building, a Puerto Rican legend. So we wanted to, you know, ask you a couple of things. Like, have you spoken to people in on the island?
It's hard as hell.
Yeah.
For 3,000 times before you get in contact with people over there.
Wow.
It's real bad, OG. It's worse than people think.
All right.
Lucky that my man today and yesterday, that a Yankee went inside a lot of, like, the worst places today and went hand in hand himself to give out stuff because niggas ain't getting shit out there.
Wow.
There's mad shit, there's mad trucks, mad things at the port that ain't
they need out. Drivers, right? Is that what it is? What is it? What's the problem
with the drivers is that, oh gee, there's 1,000 niggas out there that got no way to get into
right, work. Right.
The
right.
bridges is all
they don't even have communication to tell them to show up at a certain time.
None. They can't. They can't even get gas to get to work.
Right, right.
So niggas is like, yeah, they want to help.
Right.
It's not like people's asking for money. They want to help.
Right.
But they need to, you know, to get the roads right, let them get out of there, let them get gas. Like, there's mad gallons of gas everywhere. Venezuelan niggas brought mad 4 boats, mega boats full of gas for free.
Oh shit!
You go and take your boat, but you can't get it. Because they can't get it off the
port. Because they can't get to the actual places.
So, but with that, talking about that, your man motherfucking Trump, he had that, I don't know how you call it,
Yeah, yeah, the merchant shit. Yeah,
that
the shipping.
People couldn't bring their stuff from, but he opened it the other day, so supposedly now they're going to get those boats to the port. But they're waiting for Trump, OG. Trump said he's going to come in a couple of days, so he want to look good.
Right.
So when he get there, everybody be functioning at the same time so that he get there, but people's dying,
right.
waiting for that. You got the mayor of San Juan with the water up to her motherfucking chest, trying to save people with a horn, trying to get people. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the whole Puerto Rico's working on this. Like, we ain't, there's a lot of help, OG. There's a lot of help trying to get over there, but it's not getting over there. So, I know y'all seen the TV, seen all these people in Orlando, Miami, New York, with mega trucks going over there, and they can't get nothing to the people because that's the situation. But
now we heard that it's only 3% of the island that has electricity.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. 3%.
Only 3%.
And that's San Juan, the capital, where the governor's at.
Wow. So if you in Caguas or Fajardo or
dead.
Oh, Vieques,
you're dying.
Wow.
And that's the thing. Everybody's it's a ticking dying. Time bomb. Like, the longer it goes on,
like,
the more dangerous it becomes for the
imagine
people.
Imagine there's people that need cold dialysis for
For diabetes.
Diabetes. Everybody that need all this medication, like, there's no light. They don't want to even bring the diesel to the hospitals. Like, it's so difficult to get that diesel to the hospital, but difficult on the government part because they got all the ways to get it over there.
Right.
They sent 1,000 motherfucking jeeps over there with them big ass tanks, and I don't know what to tell you about that situation, but it's bad. We ain't getting that help from Trump, not at all.
Right.
No love from the States.
And
the
generators is very important too, right? People need generators.
Yeah, we need everything, man.
But they need the gas for the generators, and that's the problem.
Oh, generators got gas?
Gas, bro. Like, there's no gas, nothing's gonna work. The supermarkets, hospitals, schools, everything is dead.
Right.
They're talking about we're gonna have light for like 8 months out there.
They won't have light.
Yeah.
They won't have light.
Wow. That's crazy.
8 months, but we dealing with it, OG. Like, the Puerto Ricans is, like, coming together more than ever. All
right.
I mean, the whole world, practically, I'm seeing the whole world, like, trying to help Puerto Rico, but we don't really got the ways to get things over there because of the States.
All right.
Trump got everything on lock, so everything got to go through him, I guess.
Yeah. So, well, you know, us being Puerto Ricans, we're going to bounce back. But that's why we're focusing on the island right now. It's telling people to donate whatever they could donate. You have a recommendation of somewhere that people to donate for Puerto Rico?
I would say, like, donate mad food. The water's a situation, just so y'all can know. Like, there's millions of gallons of water, but it's mad expensive to get it over there. Like, the weight is so incredible that you pay, let's say, $300 for a pallet of water, it costs you $2,000 to get it on a boat over there.
Yeah. Wow.
So I've been hearing about all these people, like, they got the fleet places, like, that delivered out there, that they're trying to do it for free, but I don't I really don't know where to go to and how to get it over there with them people. I've been doing it, sending it on private planes with Daddy Yankee.
Right.
I sent some shit with Nicky Jam.
Okay.
I sent some shit with De La Ghetto.
Right.
But it's hard, the space that you got on a private jet.
Right. Yeah, of course.
So that's how I've been doing it.
Right.
The little bit that I sent, sneakers, T-shirts, food, it's been that way.
Right.
Like I take a little bit of their space and I feel whatever I can.
And then how is like Daddy Yankee and the artists out there? Like how are they coping? Because do they have electricity?
Brother, like you know, they got what we was talking
generators.
About.
Hold on a second. Here go Ebro right here. Hold on. Yo, Ebro, what's going on? This is NRE in the Drink Chat. How you doing, my brother?
I'm here, man. What's going on?
I wanted to personally thank you, man. I seen you out there on the streets of the Bronx with the people and collecting. You was collecting, and I wanted to personally thank you, man, for, you know, holding it down and stepping up.
Yeah, man. It's love, bro. You know what we do, man. It didn't really feel like it was a stretch, but I know, you know, in times of need, not everybody always steps up. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right. Right. So this is a whole show we doing right now. We dedicated to Puerto Rico. We had a bunch of people call up. So I definitely wanted you to have you call up and just shed some light on this situation.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, I think it's an awakening time for a lot of people who thought, you know, it was all gravy.
Right.
You know, I think at every turn we've learned that, you know, there's a reason that black people stay upset.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And the reason we stay upset is because we know it can happen to us just like it's happening to other groups now, whether it be Muslims, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, Native Americans. It's been happening too, so they know the drill.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So whether it's women, you know, whatever group you come from, if you don't fit into the majority or what is seen, you know, or what it seems to be, the majority, then, you know, it feels like you're getting ostracized or not taken care of.
Right, man. Well, once again, man, us in the Drink Champs, me, DJ EFN, and the Drink Champs Army, we want to salute you for your groundwork and for you shedding the light and on my island, what I consider my island. And I want to say I appreciate you, and your work is not going unknown. We see you out there, and we appreciate you, brother.
Cool, man. Spread the word, man, because you know what's going to happen next. They're going to try to take that island from those people, man.
Right.
You know, a lot of the wealthy and educated, yeah, and a lot of doctors and professionals over the last 6 years have left that island. Like, and I'm saying like 300,000 people.
Wow.
Because 8 years ago, maybe a little longer, you know, a lot of pharmaceutical companies used to be on the island of Puerto Rico, and that provided a lot of jobs and a lot of wealth. And then laws got shifted around, and the pharmaceutical companies moved back to the mainland. And so that hurt the island real bad financially. And so without, you know, without major corporations and without those jobs down there, that's what's made it so hard for Puerto Rico to pay back that debt.
Right. Right.
And so now you're going to have water. And so a lot of people swooped down knowing that Puerto Rico was in danger. And they took advantage of the fact that they knew that at a certain point they was going to have to pay that debt back. And now the people that own that debt, they want their money. And those is all Trump's buddies.
Mm.
And so that's why Trump is talking about their debt all the time instead of just going down there and fixing it up.
Right.
He keeps bringing that debt up to remind everybody, yeah, they owe money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we're going to come get that money.
Right, right.
And, you know, we can't ever forget that's what America is really about, that money.
Right, right. Well, Ebro, man, once again, thank you for your work. Thank you for calling in. And, you know, we need you on here, you know, personally. If you come down here for BET Awards or Revolt Weekend, we want you to come and join the Drink Champ.
Wait. BET Awards in Miami?
Yeah, BET Awards, the Hip Hop Awards in Miami this week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Wait a minute, that shit gonna be crazy.
Yeah, man. So if you wind up out here for either that or for the Revolt Weekend, we want to have you on here live, my brother. Thank you very much.
I appreciate the invite. I love y'all. Thank you so much.
All right. So respect to you, my brother. One love. Let's make some noise for Ebro, goddamn it. Yeah, man. So that was crazy. I wanted to big Ebro up. Laura Styles and the Hot 97 staff, they've been doing a lot. I've been watching on them online. And also Power 105 as well. We had both people call in both stations. We had Angela Yee, obviously, and we had Laura Styles and Ebro. Let's big them all up. And just everybody in Puerto Rico, man, like, you know, we don't know if you guys can hear this or whenever you guys can hear this, you know, we with you. You're not alone, you know what I mean? Everybody's Puerto Rican.
Absolutely.
Everybody's Puerto Rican now, you know what I'm saying? So we got the people, man. So you have spoke to your people, you said, right?
Yeah. Now that I was hearing about Ebro, sorry about, you know, changing the conversation.
No problem.
You know what's crazy? That what he's talking about is the truth of the truth.
Wow.
Puerto Ricans don't fucking put insurance on their credit, OG. I'm going to tell you some real shit right now.
Wow.
More than half of them Puerto Ricans that lost their place, they ain't going to recover.
Right.
They got no insurance. So, I don't know if y'all been hearing about that Walmart and FEMA shit going down and all that. That shit is real.
Wait, what's that?
Brother, that's FEMA just went on a joint venture with motherfucking Walmart. So I don't know if you really know what FEMA is.
Nah, really.
It's the federal
catastrophes, OG.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're the ones that respond to the disasters.
Yeah.
So, you see, like, what happened in Kuwait, that I'm going to go another route. You see the way we helped Kuwait and Iraq and all the places. Mm-hmm. Now they owe us everything. Mm-hmm. They used to be one of the wealthiest countries, and now they owe mad money to the state because we helped them in all that war.
Right.
FEMA more or less does the same thing. They respond to catastrophes,
right.
Losses of lives,
yeah.
And they help.
Right.
Don't last to die also,
because
they want to bring the body count in earth. They want to bring it down. They want people to die.
Wow.
That's the whole purpose of this whole situation. So what these people is doing, they trying to make you lose everything. So now you owe us more. Now you're gonna have to live in a shelter. Now you ain't got no food, you lost everything, so now you depend on the states for everything, for food, for a job, for your kids, for the little go to school, so that's where they come into. They've been setting up all these camps.
But them doing business with Walmart, what is that?
Walmart, we've been noticing that they've been closing hundreds of Walmarts throughout the United States.
Okay.
So they've been talking about that. That shit is, they closing it for plumbing problems.
Right.
Not 400 Walmarts got plumbing problems.
Right.
More than half of them, they already seen that they got bar wires all over them.
Wow.
So for a lot of people that sleep, that's like concentration camps being set in our own fucking backyard.
Wow.
And they were so intelligent on doing this that they did it right in the city in our nose.
Wow.
And nobody's really noticing the situation.
Wow.
Like if Miami would have went through that hurricane that we just missed right now, brother, we would have been suffering that shit. Mm-hmm. Half of us would have been in those Walmart places right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what these people trying to do with the Puerto Ricans, with the people from Texas, with the people that's gonna go through all these new catastrophes is, they're gonna try to get you in their camps when you lose everything. So in order for you to get food, for you to get your welfare check, for you to get your coupons, your Plan A, whatever situation you're dealing with, you're gonna have to insert that chip in your body.
Right.
And like, you know, we've been raised up that when you get that chip in your body, that got something to do with the Antichrist.
Mark of the Beast.
You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of underground situation that's going on that a lot of people are sleeping on.
Right.
So now if we lose everything in Puerto Rico, just like Ebro said, like, these people's gonna be in there, like, supposedly putting all the money, we gotta have a bigger debt. Mm-hmm. And you know what's crazy? This motherfucking Trump, he left a $33 million golf course, die over there, and he didn't even pay the money for what he just did in PR. This is like 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
That place is still fucked up. So he owes the audit $33 million. And he's, I mean, $33 million. And he ain't talking about that.
He filed bankruptcy.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly, he filed bankruptcy. You know what I'm saying?
Which is what the island is basically doing, filing bankruptcy.
Man, well, so, man, everybody in Puerto Rico, man, drink champs. We out here. We with you. We're going to figure out something. You know, like I said, we're going to keep donating to whatever charity you believe in. And, yo, man, we with you. The island of Puerto Rico, man. Viva Puerto Rico. Bye.